Platform governance and a physics surprise. X-Corp targets the open web black holes reimagined. The platform story generating the most community heat Tuesday, 826 comments on the GitHub issue thread alone, was X-Corp's issuance of cease and desist notices to Nitter and X-Cancel. Nitter is an open-source Twitter frontend that strips tracking and permits reading posts without an account. X-Cancel provides tweet previews where embedding is blocked. X-Corp's legal argument reportedly centers on terms of service violations and potential trademark claims, continuing a strategy of systematically closing third-party access to platform data that began with the API pricing overhaul following Elon Musk's acquisition. The legal landscape is genuinely unsettled. The HiQ v. LinkedIn case, in which a court initially sided with HiQ's right to scrape public LinkedIn data before subsequent appeals produced conflicting rulings, was cited repeatedly in the thread as evidence that the permissibility of presenting public information from a private platform remains unresolved across most jurisdictions. Commenters with legal backgrounds noted that the X-Cancel situation, providing small previews of linked content, may approach fair use territory more closely than wholesale scraping does, and suggested the cease and desist may function primarily as a cost and risk imposition rather than an assertion of a clear legal right. Related data from Australia added a cautionary policy note. Following Australia's ban on social media for users under 16, reported data indicated that usage in that age group increased after the ban took effect, a prohibition dynamic that researchers who study deterrence said was unsurprising when a highly desired behavior is suppressed without alternative provision. A physics preprint rounded out the segment with a claim drawing substantive rather than polite engagement from working physicists in the comments. The RZiv paper, using a modified treatment of the Penrose-Hawking singularity theorems, argues that the singularity at the center of a rotating Kerr black hole is better described as a two-dimensional surface than as a point. If the result withstands peer review, it would carry implications for the black hole information paradox. A point singularity implies a kind of ultimate information destruction that generates theoretical difficulties, while a surface singularity has mathematical properties potentially more compatible with holographic interpretations of quantum gravity. Hacker News physicists found the mathematics coherent on first reading, a more meaningful reception than the polite silence that meets most contrarian cosmology papers.